This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the Free Odyssey.
It is incredible what the New York Mets have been able to do over the last couple of weeks. We've talked about the possibilities, maybe even not really believing that that would be the case, but here we are, the Mets on a run and now in the National League Championship Series awaiting their opponent, whether it's the Padres or the Dodgers. And BT, it's because of Francisco Lindor. And a caller called us either last week or a couple of weeks ago talking about Lindor after the home run that he hit against Atlanta,
yep,
saying, oh, he's the king of the New York and ahead of Brunson and Judge, and I wasn't ready to go there. Neither of us were ready to go there at that particular point. But what's followed since, where even if Lindor's not the guy to get the big hit, let's say Alonso with the big home run in Milwaukee, Lindor is on base and working a tremendous at bat so that it could happen. Whether it's the comeback in game one against Philadelphia, same thing. Francisco Lindor, he has been central to every big victory that the Mets have had. And then last night, there was no doubt in my mind. Stern said it afterward. I think anybody who's watched the Met game in the last couple of weeks felt the same way. Lindor is the exact guy that you want up in that spot. You know he is going to come through, and he does it in grand fashion. And when you step back and look at where we are in New York sports, and it's great what's going on in New York sports, to me, Francisco Lindor is at the head of the table, propelling the Mets to the National League Championship Series. He, right now, is the number one New York sports athlete in this town.
Okay, first of all, congrats. I mean, it's become one of the most amazing stories in New York lore. You know, it's getting up there fast. All right, so pertaining to the statement that Sal just made, so he's the guy in New York, right?
I think he is. Yeah, okay, I mean, who are the others? Brunson and Judge?
Brunson and Judge, maybe Shesterkin, yeah. Another deep run, get the Rangers to the cup. I got you.
Lindor's done more.
It's a short list. See, I think amazingly, while I still have Brunson one, all right, I actually think that he's flirting with two lists right now. The one list is the current, and the other list is all time.
Right.
Because now they'd have to finish the job for him to jump on that list. But when you think about Namath's guarantee, when you think about Willis Reed limping out and becoming a champion for the Knicks, when you think about Mark Messier dropping the guarantee, then dropping the hat trick against the Devils, then delivering the cup for the first time in 40 years, and when you think of Reggie's three home runs, you are thinking about those are I can go back to Larson, but I'm just somewhat modern. Those snapshots in New York history that resulted in championships are attainable. That's the amazing thing about this. Even though I slightly disagree, I still go Brunson.
Right.
And by the way, the reason I go Brunson, let's not forget, when half the team was banged up, he dropped in succession 39, 47, 40, 41, and 42 against the Sixers and the Pacers in succession in those series. So I'm not here to relegate Lindor to a spot that he doesn't deserve. He's moving up. But it's still Brunson for me, but the other list to me is equally as interesting. He could get on that list if he keeps this up and the Mets get to and win the World Series.
He has been a central figure to the Mets' success, not only all year long as far as being an MVP, offensively, defensively, plays every game, coming back from a back injury, a significant back injury that kept him out for a significant stretch toward the end of the year. He comes back when we weren't sure if that was going to be the case and then produces at an extremely high level, again, offensively and defensively, clutch as you could be. And the thing that I love most about it is his attitude. He gets it. It's one of the reasons why I love Brunson and put him on that list. Even though the Knicks haven't gotten to a conference finals, even though the Knicks obviously haven't gotten to an NBA finals or won a championship, Brunson's up there because of the selfless way that he acts, taking less money. Well, that's Lindor. And the contract, as Cohen said last night, all of a sudden it's looking like a bargain. Where we all, even though I was a Lindor supporter, we all thought that that contract was a bad one because the Mets overpaid at the time. Remember, Lindor was the first big move under ownership. Under new ownership.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and traded for him and then signed him immediately. That was the beginning of the Steve Cohen Mets. Dating back to that. Now, it didn't start out well. Obviously, the bad first season, the thumbs down stuff, the Baez trade, all that nonsense. The squirrel, the rat, raccoon stuff that they get into, whatever it was. So it was ugly initially, and it's easy to forget that Lindor was the first big significant move. And without that, they aren't here. He is the key part to it. So all of that, plus his attitude, being a team-first guy, not with the bat flips, not with the dancing around the bases after a big home run. Hey, Francisco, why aren't you showing emotion? He's like, I am on the inside, but the job's not done. I want to win it all. Same attitude that Brunson has. So I think he has surpassed Brunson because he's done more as far as taking the team further right now. Judge obviously has been great in the regular season. Yep. He hasn't done it in the playoffs. We'll get to him and the Yankees a little bit later on. But how could you be right now? They're 8 wins away from winning it all. And he's becoming a sports god in this town. Francisco Lindor right now is the premier athlete in New York City.
You know, I'm happy that you bring up the celebrations because, and I've noticed this for a while, the bigger the moment, the more understated his response is, which is very rare, very, very Brunson-like. Can we take a step back for 1 second? I mean, and this is interesting because he is climbing this list here. We're going to stick with this. But
yeah.
I was joking yesterday on the show, hey, I wish I could scrub some of these takes, you know, stop hitting lefty
and
right. To appreciate where the team is, but where he is, this is everything that I was demanding.
Right.
When not so much you and not so much Teague, when Teague and I were together, but I think one thing that really set Met fans off is I think deep down, and you can see his elevated play, which at least going back to the conversation then shows that, and not about being right or wrong, but what I was calling for was this.
Right.
If I don't think you have it, I'm not holding you to that standard. And the contract and the OPS, which I was always referencing, the fact, is he really a top 10 player? Like, I thought he had this in him because I watched him for years with the Guardians, and I'm like, man, this guy is a superstar. And I was so frustrated, even though he's not on my team, that I thought there was this elevated standard. Like, I thought it was a false elevate. I know he's a good guy, good fielder, post every day. We knew that. Mm-mm. But that's what everybody was telling me. And they weren't pointing to baseball stuff. They weren't saying like, hey, he's got a 312 average in the clutch like he does now. Yeah. Or his OPS is 912. Or he's this. It was always about things that I knew, but things that I expected in terms of, you know, just playing every day and playing hard. Sal, this is everything that I was screaming for, what he has done with the back that you know is barking,
right,
that probably takes an hour to get ready for before every night, every game. It is amazing, and I'm so happy for him because he is an awesome guy. I needed more, and he shoved it down my throat happily.
And by the way, I think he even surpassed whatever.
I agree, and that's actually true.
Like,
that's true.
He's better now than he's ever been before.
Yeah.
And he was great in Cleveland. He is now as superstar as you get. Think about this. He hasn't been an all-star since he's been a Met. And that's not like the media or fans ripping him. He hasn't been an all-star since he's been a New York Met. And now he is a superstar, one of the best in the game, if not the best in the game at the moment, carrying a team to a National League Championship Series on his hurt back in an MVP year, doing it in clutch moments day after day after day. Whether it's a big at-bat for a walk and passing the baton, whether it is a grand slam, a clutch two-run homer, a big defensive play, or all of the above. And then he says stuff like this, and this is what we love. Listen to this quote from Francisco Lindor from last night. You have that quote up there? Well, you told me you had it. Do we have it or no? Go ahead, play it.
Francisco, is there any extra significance knowing that you're a part of the team that this is the first time in 24 years that they've clinched a playoff series at home to do it in front of this fan base?
I want to win it all. I want to win it all, and then that's will be a team that will forever be remembered. That'll be a team that comes every 10 years and eat for free everywhere they go. and I want to do that. I want to do that. The job is not done. We got to continue to climb. We got to continue to play the game the right way, respect our opponents, and go out there and give everything we have.
And that, BT, is why I felt like this for a while. Lindor just won't let them lose because he wants to. He's not just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's not celebrating to the highest of levels. They're enjoying it. And he showed emotion. And they're celebrating with the champagne as they should. But he also knows how hard it is to get this far and now how close they are and how big it would be to finish the job. This is great, but there's still work to be done. And that is a leader. That is an MVP. That is an all-time New York sports athlete. Finish the job, and then he's going to be a sports god.
Listen, if you just tuned in, I throw out the Namath guarantee, the Willis Reed, you know, limping out, hitting the first couple of shots, Knicks win the championship, Messier's guarantee, and Reggie. Now, Reggie, the three home runs in the World Series. We're not there yet, okay? And there's others, Derek Jeter's plays, whatever, but those really jump out. And if he's able to finish this, and it's only going to get tougher, it's not going to get easier, and we'll talk about the matchups and rotation. Yep. I know you're fired up about the rotation. Martino had some reporting. You want to get into that later, which we will. It's all in front of him. And Sal, everything, like one thing that's pretty simple, even though a lot of the conversations we have nuance, like even with Salah, with Rodgers, with anything, nuance, Boone, Cashman, nuance, right? What really isn't that nuance, because you kind of know when you see it, you know when you have a superstar and you know when you don't. And when you have to work so hard to elevate, like, say, Julius Randle or respect to Randle.
Yeah, yeah.
Not quite there. And for the first 3 years with Lindor, not quite there. Now, all you have to say is the name. And you know what you say? You say superstar.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry is in East Islip. What's up, Larry?
What's up, fellas? Sal, let me tell you, I was there the last 2 nights. Lindor separated himself this weekend, boys. He separated himself. That is a true winner. You see how he talks post-game. You see how he acts. He hits the home run, he starts jogging. I'm screaming, I'm grabbing the guy in front of me, yelling, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He doesn't say a word, he trots around, gives everybody a hug, goes back in the dugout. That's who we want. That's who we need. He's not saying, I didn't go to the All-Star game, I'm an All-Star. No, no, no. A true leader does exactly what he did. He's seen it, he lived it, he stepped up, and he did it. That's all I got, boys. Have a great day. Hey, I'll be there next Wednesday. Let's go,
Larry. Hey, give me goosebumps, that whole call. Excellent call. And I think that's the point, BT. Like, obviously, we acknowledge where the Mets are at as a team, but none of this happens without Francisco Lindor. And that was the beginning. Matter of fact, you know who I texted last night?
Mm.
Sandy Alderson.
Did you?
I did.
Did he get back to you?
He did.
Okay.
And I just said, I could actually read the text. It was basically like, thank you. I said thank you for signing him. Obviously, you know, trading and signing for Lindor.
Sure, sure.
Thank you because people are going to overlook that and forget about how it all started. But that's how this started. Like, these things don't happen by accident. When you see teams have success, it may feel like it comes out of nowhere, but it doesn't. And the Mets made a move that many people questioned, even at the time, me, like, instead of Lindor, I wanted Springer, Real Muto. Like, there were different ways I would look to build the ball club.
Mm-hmm.
But Sandy Alderson, then president and running things, made the decision to trade for Francisco Lindor, believing that he was going to be a superstar here. Then they extended him. And for years, not a year, not initially, years, many people, even Lindor supporters and believers like myself, said, that wasn't the move for a superstar. The contract is bad. And yet here we are. So years later, none of this would have been possible without making that move. So I said, yeah, thank you for making that move to Lindor. He said, thank you, Sal. Hope you're enjoying this run.
There you go.
All that stuff. But I think it was good to acknowledge. Like, think about BT.
We should get him on the show. I'd love to, like, hear about the decision to pursue him the way they did.
And remember, Cohen didn't know his ass from his elbow when it comes to sport. Like, you know, he loved the team and all that stuff, but, like, he didn't know how to run. He's still learning. He would admit that. So I'm not knocking King Cohen. He's the one who backed the move and backed the payroll, but that was the beginning. And now years later, here we are where it's paying dividends, and guys that are no longer here, like Sandy Alderson, do deserve some credit. Now, it's not about Sandy, and he wouldn't make it about him, but
it's an interesting
point. About Lindor.
If Sandy doesn't get him, Lindor's not here. Probably not talking about the Mets right now, at least in terms of playing baseball, maybe offseason plans like usual. No, I think that Lindor's the starting point, even though it's accelerated, obviously, the last couple of months here. The ancillary pieces, as great as Lindor's been, I don't think the Mets are in the playoffs without Iglesias.
I
know they're not here without Vientos' production or Manaea's production, and Manaea switching 19 or 20 starts to go to that slingshot. So while Sandy identified Lindor, and by the way, I mean, most of us then identified him as a superstar.
Right. He was a star player.
Superstar, borderline superstar, absolute star, no doubt. In his mid-20s with a ton of upside still in his prime. So
you think he'd be here if it were different owners?
No. If it was the previous owners, 100%
that's
no.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
so think about it. It was a combination of Steve Cohen and Alderson. I'm just trying to go back to the origin of it.
I got you. And I'm just pushing this forward so the first brick was the acquisition of him, but without Stearns, you guys aren't playing last night.
100%.
It's just not. I mean, look at what he did.
Yep. There are many layers to how a team has success.
Yeah.
But the idea that, like, wow, the little engine that could, this came out of nowhere. No, this has been years in the making. As a matter of fact, this core group was a playoff team in 2022. Now, we didn't think that they were great, and obviously they got beat by the Braves and went out meekly in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But it's they've had more success than not under the ownership of Steve Cohen, dating back to the Francisco Lindor move.
Who do you want more? You want the Padres for revenge, or you want the Dodgers for that sexy showdown, little 88 revenge?
I
know you don't care.
Yeah, I really don't.
You really don't have one.
I have no.
I would. I'm thinking if I was a Mets fan, who would I want? Like, yeah, I guess we'd always get back to that. But I'd say probably give me the higher profile. Give me the Dodgers. Let's go all the way.
That'd be fun for
Let's
sure.
Let's go.
Matt is in Lincoln, Nebraska. What's up, Matt?
Unbelievable week. I mean, can you believe that it was just barely over a week ago they were playing for their lives in Atlanta, and of course Lindor coming up big in that one again.
And then they were dead in Milwaukee. I mean, Matt, then they were dead in Milwaukee, dead to rights until Pete Alonso saved them.
100%. I mean, this is playoff baseball, guys. I mean, every guy stepping up. I mean, who would have thought Reed Garrett would re-enter the circle of trust? Two big strikeouts last night. Who would have thought David Peterson, who came up 4 or 5 years ago and looked like a career minor leaguer, was going to step up and give huge strikeouts, be our most trusted guy out of the bullpen at times during this run. It's just unbelievable. It's magic. BT, I'm not taking a shot at you. I'm not giving you shrapnel or anything. Congrats on the Yankees win. But this, I know you're an Adam Sandler fan, Sal. This reminds me of Happy Gilmore. The Mets are Happy Gilmore. The Yankees are Shooter McGavin. We are fun. We are prancing around.
Here's the thing, and we'll work in the Yankees, Matt.
Here's
thank
the free
you for
lesson
the
for you.
We'll work in the Yankees a little bit. The difference is Happy Gilmore was a movie. This is reality. So you could say, well, we couldn't script it any better, and this is a Hollywood. Yeah, but it's actually happening. The comparison that I said, BT, before the start of this Phillies series, Mets-Phillies series, was the Giants in 2007. That's what it felt like. Nobody really, certainly me, and I don't think many people outside of some Giant fans, I didn't believe that they were capable of beating the Cowboys in Dallas or the Packers in Green Bay or then the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And that was a similar feel to where, how could that be happening? But you ride the momentum as opposed to going against it, and the Mets are now in the National League Championship Series.
It's insane, and Lindor's leading the way. And listen, it's got to be said again, he's got every reason multiple times where he could have flexed publicly because, listen, he's no dummy. He's got family members who I'm sure at some point on some level tell him or intimate what's being said on the, whether it's in print or on the radio or digitally, whatever it might be. And he could have all those dissenting voices, and I was certainly not, not that I was rooting against him, but I certainly didn't believe in him the way to this degree. No, I don't know anybody that did, I guess. But instead of using that and being petty and, almost, and having every right to do that, actually, because he was knocked around a little bit. Class act, just keeps chugging around the bases, hits a home run, gets the hugs, keeps it moving. Class act post game. He's actually really, really easy to root for. It's amazing.
He's everything you would want in an athlete.
He's a good human being, man.
Just like Jalen Brunson. And the difference is Lindor's had more success in the postseason where it counts the most, which is why, for me, he's now, right now, atop that list of New York sports athletes. BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls on the other side. I want to get into the Edwin Diaz stuff last night. I hated the usage of it, even in the win. 888-808-1019, so we'll do that. We got Yankee stuff to get to as well. Their big win in Game 3. What are we looking for tonight from them as well? So a lot to do. Just getting started. BT and Sal on the Fan.